So welcome, everyone, to another episode of Rim Objects Radio and the podcast at Delphi.org. We're doing a combined episode again today. Today we're talking with Daniel Moggin, Olaf Monin, and Mark Hoffman about the Developer Solutions Conference. So Daniel Moggin and Olaf Monin are from Developer Experts and Delphi Experts. You guys provide training and consulting for Delphi developers as well as other types of development solutions. And then, of course, Mark Hoffman and myself are from Rim Objects, providing developer tools through Data Abstract, Rim Objects SDK, and of course, we provide the Oxygen compiler that powers Delphi Prism. Welcome, guys.
Hey. Hi, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hi, Jim.
We're kind of spread out all over the place here. We got Olaf's in Florida, Mark and Daniel over in Germany, and I'm over here on the West Coast, Washington State, so everybody's different times of the day.
Wow, it's an international podcast. Unbelievable.
At different temperatures, I would imagine, too.
It's one thing I discovered when I started doing the Delphi podcast is so often the people I'd be talking to would be, you know, other sides of the world. All of a sudden, it totally broadened my horizons because Delphi developers are everywhere.
Yeah.
So speaking of Delphi developers being everywhere, we're doing the Developer Solutions Conference in Las Vegas. We realize, you know, we can't be everywhere, but we figure Las Vegas is a nice central location, either geographically or it's a place people like to visit anyway. And lots of flights, so that makes for cheap flights. And I think everybody wanted to go to Vegas anyway, right?
Yeah, gambling right. Or whatever. Yeah, that's correct, Jim, yeah. Yeah, the idea was behind about the conference was I was sitting with Mark also together on the Delphi days in Germany, and we are talking about how conferences can be more interesting for people, and what are the bad things of other conferences, what we can do better, and so on. And we figured out that the most conferences have a lot of sessions, parallel sessions, that the people have to look which one is now jumping in and out. And the whole day, they're only seeing slides, some code, but it's hard for the people to repeat it and to go practice. And so the new idea of the Developer Solution Conference was that the first part of the day is theory. They see what they learn a lot of stuff. And the second part is a workshop. It's a hands-on lab training. The people can work with the tools. They can include their database. They can work with that. And a lot of guys are there. They're helping if they have any problems. And we are not leaving the people alone, but we have in the second part session, the workshop session is, we are showing what they have to do, but they do it by self, and they can play with the stuff what we are showing. And I think it makes more a learn curve, and they're repeating the stuff from the first half day, and they have really a compiled working application who do what they like.
Yeah, I was actually just at a workshop the other day that was a workshop where it was hands-on, and they didn't have near enough time to actual hands-on stuff, because you watch the demos and then they're like, okay, they did an hour of demo and you have 15 minutes to do what we just did. And, you know, you learn a lot more doing, I always have found, but if you don't have enough time to do it, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why we're wanting to do about half of it hands-on, and, you know, the people have different activities they can work through, and of course we'll be there working on them. And the other big thing I think that's different about Developer Solutions Conference is the idea that it's a consistent vision throughout the whole thing. Because a lot of conferences, you know, the different sessions don't mesh together, where ours, the idea is that it's all builds on top of the other sessions. Day two builds on day one, day three builds on day two, moving everybody forward from, you know, point A to point B. Which, yeah, I guess, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe we should just mention that the whole conference will be running for 3 days, and that we will start with the basic features of what we need for development, and then go into more details on day two, and day three we'll put pieces together we learned on the very first days. So it's going to be really a learning experience. I really like that word.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the cool. I think the one of the interesting parts of this conference is that we are putting frameworks together. For me, my home is also Delphi. That's no question. And my databases like Interbase and Oracle and so on. But I think the interesting part of this conference is we are looking over the border also. We are creating, or we show the people how they can use their data. We have developing systems. For example, if you work with Delphi, Delphi Prism, or with frameworks, with Win32 frameworks or .NET framework, how you can give your data, your business logic, your middleware to other clients. It have not to be only a Win32 client. It can be an iPhone or an Android or Windows Phone 7 in the mobile world. And this is one of the big goals of this conference. We are bringing all the worlds together and show the people with your existing tools and which kind of tools you need also to bring your results, your presentation layer to different devices also. And I think this is a very interesting thing. And we are using different tools to make it easy, and they can play with the tools, and they are creating by self and not only looking on slideshow. They can really develop the middleware, the database, and the different front ends by itself and see how it works.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, you know, we're all come from a Delphi background, and so this conference is really for people that have a Delphi background but want to kind of broaden their horizons and move their data, you know, off the Windows platform into the, you know, available everywhere. So we're going to be targeting mobile platforms, Android, iPhone, Windows Phone 7. And I guess we're talking about targeting the Mac as well. Are we doing any? Am I hitting everywhere? It seems like I'm missing something. Silverlight.
Yeah.
For the web.
Yeah. I think there's we are talking Delphi. That's a base, but we are talking also about Xcode, MonoTouch, MonoDroid, and Silverlight, and show how to bring all this stuff together. And with RAM objects, with their solutions, we are bringing in because they are very creative to help each other, but The result must be that the people can go out this conference and see, okay, with my existing stuff, I can deploy to different presentation layer, and they know what kind of each presentation layer, what kind of tools and technologies they can use to bring the presentation layer to their base.
And it's not exclusively for Delphi users. Even if there are users from around other development solutions like Visual Studio, they can get useful content from that conference, because we will be talking about MonoDevelop, for example, for how to develop mobile clients on the iPhone, for example, by using MonoTouch. So it's a pretty broad content, I would say.
Yeah, it's a real broad content, which I think normally would be problematic for a conference. But of course, our idea is to have it all build together and be this consistent dialogue, so that we can build on the fact that everybody's going to be in the same place as far as learning these different tools, and so it should flow well together. The I guess one point worth pointing out is that we will be covering the MonoTouch and MonoDroid and Silverlight and Xcode and Delphi and .NET Visual Studio, but for anybody that's coming, if they want to bring their laptop, obviously, because it's the workshop portion. Yep. But for the parts that are MonoTouch and Xcode that are targeting the Mac and the iPhone, they will definitely need to bring a MacBook. Yep. to run those parts. So during the workshop, we'll be. People can do whatever they want to do as far as if they want to do the Android or the Windows Phone 7 for the mobile portion or the iPhone portion. And then they choose that, and then based on the hardware they have, and then we'll work with them that way. That's accurate, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So if the people want to really create by hand an iOS client, they need a Mac from an Xcode, but or to compile the stuff. But it's not. If they say I understand that and I see how it works, that's enough for me. but I want to create a Windows Phone 7 or an Android client or whatever, a normal Windows notebook works perfect. That's no problem. We have in the infrastructure of the conference, Mark, help me if I'm wrong, we have an internet. We are bringing a switch with a database. They can use their own database, but we bring some databases also. I have on my notebook, my sample notebook every time, an Oracle and an interface database and so on. Those the people can connect to that database, but they can connect to their database and so on. And that's, we are very open in the second part of the workshop. I think that's really great.
And I think worth mentioning is that the idea is that the workshop, I mean, oftentimes the workshops are, when you go to workshops, it's like you follow along and type the same thing in as you see on the screen. But I think for our workshop, we really plan on people having the choice to sort of start doing their own thing. So I don't know, people could bring in their own project they already started with if they have questions, and we can help them with that, or they could start something fresh, but based on their own ideas at the same time. Or, of course, they could follow along to something specific that we're doing as part of the workshop. But it's really going to be an open sort of floor where everybody can just do what they want and interact with the members of the teams, both from MemObjects and from the developer experts that are on site to help you with that.
Yeah, when I was at the 360 iDev down in Austin, there were one of the workshops I went to, a couple of people kind of started, you know, when you get people together and they start talking about stuff and people start coming up with ideas and making new products right there on the spot. It was kind of cool, actually, what was going on. So, yeah, if people want to follow along with our workshop content during the workshop, that's great. If they want to do their own thing or, you know, get some help debugging something, that's also a possibility. We want to make it a good opportunity for people to do whatever. We experienced some technical difficulties right about here and lost the call, so we picked up here right after we left off. You didn't really miss anything. The internet is great. It works 99% of the time. That's what I always say. Every now and then, it just catastrophically fails.
90% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Every now and then, that one email just doesn't make it through, or that one Skype call crashes in the middle or whatever. So,
yeah.
But we're all back again.
We are basically back after the commercials.
That's right.
Exactly, yeah.
I'll have to come up with a commercial to inject in there. There we go.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, let's start.
I guess we kind of talked about that we want to have developers need to bring their laptops. We're going to have a server there where they can download the stuff they need to go. If they want to do the iPhone they need to have a Mac, but there'll be plenty of stuff for them to do if they don't have a Mac. It's not like that's required. They just need to make sure they're aware of that.
And also, I hope that, I mean, people probably can, you know, work together and share a laptop and stuff like that. If, like, there's five people who want to work on a Mac stuff and only three of them have Macs, then maybe people can gather around their laptops and invite people in to join them and work on the same machine to follow along and things like that. And the same, of course, goes to the other direction. If, you know, someone brought their Mac and they don't have VMware, but they want to play with Windows Phone 7 and things like that.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's right. And we have also, for the people who say, okay, I don't like that, and I want to use Windows 7, Mobile 7, or Android, that's perfect. We have a lot of stuff to show and to bring together, and I think that's really the cool idea about that.
Yep, and if people have those specific devices, they can bring them, but they can also certainly run them in the simulators, and that'll all work for the conference, probably the best way to go.
Yeah, but the cool thing is we have done with the Macworld magazine in Germany. Also, if you have a device, bring it. It's much cooler to see it really runs on the hardware, not only in the simulator. But simulator is really enough. You're right, Jim. But hardware is much, much more interesting.
Also, especially like if you're really new to iPhone development, for example. So say you got your iPhone and your Mac, but you never really developed for it. It might be nice for you to bring your device with you. So if you have any problems, I don't know, getting set up, getting your stuff to get deployed to the device, then people can help you rather than you doing the stuff in the simulator, then getting home and getting stuck there.
It's one thing running your application in the simulator, but when you actually have it on the device, it's like, wow, I did that. Every time, it's such a cool feeling to see something you did, you know, actually deployed to where you want it to be. That's the best. So
yeah, it shows the real speed. I remember I was for Mark, when I was in Berlin for 2 months or so about with the other Daniel, And we are using a database from his forum, the Delphi ProxySnap, and we are importing only for testing all the logins, 20,000 records to the iPhone. It was batch on there. It was really on the live hardware. It was crazy. It was to see how it really works to work with massive data and what is really the speed, not the simulator from the hardware. It's much more fun to do that. And what Mark mentioned was really if you have problems with the profiles and so on, we are working all together. I think the RAM objects team, the developer experts team, we are working a lot of with this stuff. We can help you and setting up the stuff. So if you have problems installing the stuff, so I think that's a cool place for the community all to bring the people together and the developer and to share information and knowledge. That's really interesting. What we are doing in the next couple of days, we have to bring on our webpage, the developersolutionconference.com or dsconf.com, a list of tools, what you should install if you want to do that or that. And if you have, we are covering free tools, we are covering commercial tools, and we are linking also trial accounts to that. But we are also bringing all the stuff to the conference. So if you have not the tools downloaded, then we have the tools on USB sticks or on our server there that you can very easily install later. That's no problem.
And for those very, very, very interested in all the stuff and don't have a mobile device, one of those modern geeky ones like an iPhone, Android, or maybe one of those newer Windows Phone 7 devices, I guess there are a couple of hardware stores even in Las Vegas, so you could go to one of those and buy one. Well, we had that. We had a session last month in Germany, and one of the attendees didn't have a device. He just wanted to look how it works, and he was surprised actually, and he went out of the session right to the Apple store and bought an iPhone. No, I think it was an iPhone Touch, but yeah, just to get the actual device.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's cool. Yeah,
yeah, it was funny. Yeah, what we're also covering on this conference, which is very interesting, we have one session. We have a specialist about GUI design. For the people who knows GUI design, it's very hard to do. There are some very interesting theory steps, like from Paul Fitt and so on. And he's talking about how to create good GUI design that the people don't need help files or manuals. And there's one session about what is the concepts for a good application to create a good design that the people can work with the presentation layer. So we are covering also this stuff, and that's very interesting.
Yeah, it's also worth mentioning, I guess, that I mean, as part of the overall vision of the conference being about cross-platform, that the GUI talk is gonna touch up on that as well. So like on concepts like how do you want to structure your application that you can create proper GUIs for all the different platforms you want to target, rather than having to go out and reinvent the wheel completely for each platform, but still having proper native UI on all the platforms and things like that.
You want to make sure it looks good everywhere, not just okay.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's the main problem with most quote unquote cross platform applications out there, that they're usually designed for one platform and then the other platforms get sort of slapped on as a second thought, and subsequently those apps don't really have the proper appeal they have on all those other platforms. Of course, worst case, on none of the platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah, the conference, I think Jim told that in Las Vegas. I think it's important to say the date. It's in February the 8th to 10th, 2011. Yeah, it's running a special holiday offer, 15% less registration, and it's in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, great hotel. And didn't we have some special rates for the rooms?
We do that. On the website, there should be some link pointing where or how you can make your reservation with MGM, and there should be some reduction from the standard prices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they have pretty attractive prices for us. I think it's like 90 to 100 bucks for a regular room and 120 for a suite. So, I mean, that's
Wow.
That's pretty nice, I think. So
that's a good price for a suite. Wow. So you can bring your family also. The wife is gambling the money away, which you are earning with your applications.
Exactly, yeah.
Great. That's cool.
And maybe one point, we talked about the cross-platform development we are going to show there or to, going to introduce and cover in detail, that multi-platform or cross-platform development does not necessarily mean that you will have one single executable that deploys to every and each device. It's more about the tools, how to connect them, through a backend that everything plays together. So I think it's a little bit of an illusion to have just one big library that works on every device. So I think that's one thing you will see on that conference.
It's really about your data and your application at a higher level as far as, you know, getting it on all these platforms. It's not about having a single EXE that runs on all these platforms, because that you know, people do that from time to time and it doesn't really work out. You end up with the lowest common denominator situation. So that's why we're covering different tools, is to say, hey, you know, you have your database in the back end where your data's at, you have your business logic in the middleware, and now we're going to talk about how to target each individual platform you want to go to.
Yeah, you're both right. I think
exactly.
It's a typical layers. What we have a presentation layer, we have a business logic layer, a data access layer, and the database. And I think the most developer are, if you come from the Delphi side, the most have a client server architecture. They have a database and their form application or whatever, and they're showing the data, insert, update, delete, and select, and so on. But how you can change this, that your business logic is in the middleware, and then you can connect your standard client, and then you can connect other clients around. And this is the future, I think. We are not living anymore in a world with one presentation layer. We have to bring in this. If you see in the last 2 years what's going up in the mobile world, and now with the tablet world, we're talking about the iPad and the other tablets, what we have. But it's different operating systems, how you can bring it together. And this is a future, to share your logic and your data to different front ends.
Yeah. And it's also, I think we're going to have things, we're going to give people some theory, like you talked about the UI, how to do UIs cross-platform, how to do a good UI. And then we're also going to talk about people's specifics about how to do, you know, things on these different platforms. And then we're going to talk to them about the behind the scenes, the database stuff. So it's going to really bring all the stuff together, which is really the whole idea behind DSConf to begin with, Developer Solutions Conference to begin with, is the idea that instead of having you go to this conference and get a ton of different competing information that goes all these different directions, and then when you come out, you're just confused. We want to instead bring everything together and say, here's all the different pieces you need, bring it all together, and now you can actually put it to good use and get something accomplished.
Exactly. And I think another point is just, I mean, often with other conferences, it's just like, it's not just that the different topics are competing with each other, but they're also loosely coupled or not coupled at all. So you might hear about five different things that are really interesting and all fit into your app, but you don't really see how they go together. And it's up to you to really make the connections and go from A to B to C. But the point with DSConf is really to have it all fit together. So what you learn on day one is going to tie directly into what you learn on day two and then on day three. So I don't know if we didn't really talk about the agenda yet, but if the agenda on day two, for example, is focused on the middle tier and database architecture, then day three is talking about mobile development, then we're not going to be talking about those as completely separate items, but we're also going to talk about how those two fit together. So once you do have your middle tier and you do have your mobile application, so how do those fit together and how does the mobile application talk to the middle tier? So that's not going to be something you have to worry about figuring out on your own when you get back home, but it's something that the conference is going to cover.
Right.
Yeah, and we are also working with tools which is not like the typical demos that's nice for two or three clients. We are using tools and frameworks you can extend or it's scalable and balancing and failover. For example, if we put the middleware in a .NET framework or whatever, then we are earning the stuff and we are showing how you what's important to know in your architecture, that if you're growing the number of clients, that your server is not crashing down and so on, and how you can control this and so on. And that's very interesting. We have a lot of things to show. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe one thing to mention or worth to mention is when we heard all these cross-platform issues or different tools we would be using, we will certainly be talking a little bit about web development, but we are not going to use the web development as some sort of cross-platform resolve kit or something. So it's really more about native tools, where they apply to, let it be Xcode on the iPhone or whatever tool you would
use. Monotroid, and Silver.
Yeah, right. So there are exactly, different tools for every device. So it's not the web we would present as a solution here for being cross-platform.
Yeah, we're creating native applications. The most people use a web page and they use a web browser on the device. And that's nice and that's interesting for some stuff, but the most people, if you go on the mobile market, they want to download a native application that you can work. For example, we are showing all this, like a briefcase model, that you download the data, that you're working offline with that and make your changes. And if you're online again, you can send the updates, or you can update your database on the mobile world or on other clients. You can do the same with Delphi. If you have a Delphi normal application, we are showing how you can work offline with your data. For example, you in the office, you're downloading the data, you're sitting in the train without internet connection, you make the changes and sending back, if you're in the hotel and you have a VPN connection, and sending back the data. And all these concepts, there are a lot of solutions on the world, but they are all only native for the different developing system. So if you have a developing system A or B or C, it works only with the products you create with A. We are showing how you can make it more open, that you have different clients for that, and that's really cool. And this is the future, I think. And this is what Mark said. It's a conference which the days are based on each other. So that's the system. We have no parallel workshops or sessions, because then you cannot base day three on base two, day two, and day two not on day one. And this is the system about the new developer solution conference. And the initial run is now in Las Vegas, and if it runs great and the people give us good feedback, and if you are not can come to this conference, please give us a feedback. If this system is interesting, we have on the dsconf.com website a newsletter. You can subscribe. You can send us an email and so on. Also at Olaf, what is the official conference outside? Is it info at dsconf.com or what is
it? Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
It's just info at dsconf.com.
So if you like that, it's interesting for us because we want to create a conference which is different from the other. Because I think Mark and Jim and Olaf and all the other guys, we know now over 15 years conferences. And there are some conferences that are really good and some conferences are really bad. And on some conferences, we say every time the same sessions. And we don't like to see any more any PowerPoint or keynote presentations, which are every time the same. We want to bring now theory and practical stuff together. And the people, which, for example, this conference, which is based middleware, front-end, database, and so on. And the next conference can be another theme, but we want to bring this conference around the world. But now we are starting in Las Vegas, and I hope to see you all, because it's a great thing.
Yeah, and I guess we don't have any plans specifically to repeat this exact same conference, but you know we're certainly open to doing more similar of this the idea of a unified conference instead of being a scattered conference, which I guess would be the big difference, where it's a unified, you come and you learn, from point A to point B to achieve a specific objective, a specific solution, which is where we came up with the name, Developer Solutions Conference. Excellent. So I think we mentioned a little bit about the agenda. So do you want to talk about a little bit more about the agenda, or we think there's probably enough information on the website? If people have questions, obviously they can email us info@dsconf.com. But I think that's a pretty good overview of what we have in mind and where the conference came from. Anything else we need to cover?
Uli, I hope to see you all there.
Yeah, certainly. That's really the best thing about the conferences. Everybody thinks it's all about the speakers or whatever. I think it's all about the attendees. I mean, having a bunch of good attendees at a conference makes a huge difference. And so I do hope to see everybody there. It all works together and makes it for a great conference.
For one thing, perhaps from the things around, and the price is, I think, is the lunch included and the drinks and so on. On the day, not on the night. And we have good rooms. We have some sponsors. We have a booth. And so if you want to join also as a sponsor and in the booth, we have some rooms for that. And it's a great infrastructure what we have booked there in the MGM.
Okay, I think we gave you a good overview of what DSConf is going to be about. We hope to see you there. And again, if you have any questions, feedback, want to know more, drop by our website at dsconf.com, send us email to info@dsconf.com, or just sign up and see us there.
Yeah, and use this special holiday offer. It's 15% less, and then, yeah, it's saving money and gambling in Las Vegas.
Definitely. And I guess we should mention the price is $7.99. That's the regular price, and I think that's a pretty good price for a three-day feature-packed conference. And of course, again, you get 15% off if you use code XMUS10. The info is on the website, so check that out. Okay, see you there. Bye.